Hey fans, I'm Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel with your daily practice report for Thursday, July 31st. Again, we are here with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, as he helps us break down some positional group battles here at Chiefs training camp presented by Mosaic Life Care. Mitch, we've spent a lot of time talking about a lot of different groups. Touched on quarterbacks a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about the guys under center, the guys delivering the balls down the field. What have you seen from those guys, starting with obviously veteran Alex Smith?
Well, first of all, overall, I think Alex has gone to another level, if that's possible. You know, he was so brilliant last year, but man, he just is the whole package, and he's way more athletic than people give him credit for, I think. He extends plays, takes off and runs. He's just perfect for Andy's scheme. I think I got a little bit of dead arm. Maybe we were tracking him. He's thrown the ball 307 times the last 2 days, which happens to quarterbacks. But today, I thought in the red zone, they did a ton of red zone work today, and all four quarterbacks got a shot, but Alex had most of them. I thought they took a big step forward today. I don't know if Alex would agree with it or not, but he spread it around. I mean, what I've learned and been taught that to be successful in the red zone, you've got to use all 53-yard widths of the field, right? You're playing arena football. It's a short field from a length standpoint, so you got to use the width. And today I saw Alex use that width. They had a fade to Demetrius Harris, which is really nice to see. But different guys got involved, and Alex will get you involved. But I just think he's jumped up to another level. I'm glad he's our quarterback.
Yeah, I agree. And I think one of the storylines last year was throwing the ball vertically. That was one of the things that was talked about with him. So far in training camp, I've seen him make those touch passes over the shoulder. Saw another one, nice one to Dwayne Bowe earlier today in the end zone also. Delivering the ball down the field, over the shoulder, spreading out vertically as well as horizontally.
I think so. Did he have the throw to Williams when Williams made the catch? I think he had one of those in there. I think he's underrated in the way that he can throw the ball from a vertical standpoint. I mean, I can show people all kinds of tape. I kind of get my fur goes up in the back of my neck when people say he can't throw the downfield ball. Now, he can. He can. And I think that they're just better this year at doing that, at least having that part of the weaponry. But it's just the way he works with Andy is really kind of a bit, it's like musical or poetry, because I mean, I think he sees things that complement each other. They both, it's like four pairs of eyes of two of the smartest offensive guys in the NFL looking at it. So I'm very, very encouraged, and I'm just seeing they're doing different things, balanced run pass. The red zone's got to be better. Let's just be honest, it was way better than before Alex got here, but in 2014 the red zone TD numbers percentage has got to go up.
Another player, obviously last year's number two quarterback, Chase Daniel. Some very valuable experience in the San Diego game late in the season. I had a chance to talk with Chase after practice the other day, and he talked about how important that was for him, you know, his five-year career, to be able to finally have that opportunity to step up and know he's going to be the guy from the beginning of the game. And I think he really showed what he could do if given the opportunity.
And I think the preseason game's coming up, you know, playing a week from tonight against Cincinnati will be good for him. I mean, that's really only the only experience he got in New Orleans, because Breeze was always out there. But that San Diego game was, I thought, gigantic for him. But now this league is all about how do you bounce off that to the next step. And for Chase, it looks like he's made that bounce very nicely into the offseason, mini camps, and into camp here. But now I think the next bounce will be preseason games and to see if he can carry on. He was good today in the red zone a couple times. He missed a few. He got frustrated with him. But he also hit a few. I think he had the play to Gordon in the corner, if I'm not mistaken. I don't have my charts right in front of me, but Chase did some good things.
Now let's talk about the two young guys. Obviously, Tyler Bray was on the practice squad last year. He comes out, shows what he can do just from a specific arm talent, just looking just as he can deliver the football. Obviously, throws the ball well. Aaron Murray coming in as a rookie, coming off the knee injury. But what have you seen from those two guys?
Well, let's take Tyler first, because I think it's two different stories. One, in the case of Tyler, you know, he's such a gifted athlete. And you mentioned he can throw to the third level with ease. But what I've been able to see in my untrained eye is the fact that in this offense, this is a poetry. I mean, you have to read poetry to be a quarterback in this offense, and I mean you have to make a touch pass. He had a beautiful corner route today, which was a touch play, I believe, to Demetrius Harris on the right boundary over here on the field, the further south field, that I thought he would have struggled to maybe make that play last year because it required more touch than the fastball, right? So I think it's been things slowed down for him. He's got to call the play in the huddle. He's got to hear it, call it, locate the mic backer. Then he's got to be able to make protection calls and then make the read in a bit of a second. And so I think he's made big strides there.
And talking about Aaron Murray, what have you seen from him in the limited time? He's not getting a ton of reps out here right now, but in the limited time that you've had a chance to watch him, what have you seen from him?
Well, again, he hasn't had tons of reps, but I've seen him have a little bit of an Alex Smith in him where he has extended some plays. In teamwork on 11-on-11, just saw him where the pass rush was there. Maybe the protection wasn't the best or the blitz was coming, and he was able to be mobile enough to, and I saw this at Georgia too, but he was able to mobile enough to keep that play one more second. And now instead of a sack or an incomplete, you just throw it in the dirt, you've got a chance to make a play that wouldn't maybe always be there. And then I think that too, I think maybe the growth curve for him may be a little bit less than Tyler just because of the Georgia system. You know, it just seems like, you know, this is this day of college football. It's so unique. It's many times different than the NFL. Georgia seems like they have a really very similar NFL-type system.
Yeah, I think when you're talking, you know, Bray and Murray, their preseason games are going to mean a lot. They're going to get a lot of reps out there. It's going to be really important for that number four spot and what they do. There's been a lot of talk about what they're going to do at that number three, number four spot behind Chase and Alex.
Well, and we say it almost every day, but the coaches say it every day. The key is consistency. So it's just like Chase. Chase was great in that San Diego game. But now can he be consistent in the preseason? And the same thing with Tyler. Tyler's shown great strides out here. I wouldn't say good strides, great strides. But now can he be consistent? Remember, he had a really good preseason finale against Green Bay last year. Now how can he do that again? And then the thing with Aaron, can he be good every time he gets out there on the field? And he's got a tough job now because you only get this much sample size. You got to make it happen on just a few plays. And that's not an easy way, but, hey, it's the life of a rookie.
It gives us things to watch during preseason. Obviously, all eyes are going to be on the quarterback. For KCChiefs.com, I'm Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel with voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis.
65 toss power trap.